Our reporter Emma Hadjigo has been on the election trail for the last 3 weeks and she joins me in the studio now. Emma, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andy.
First things first, and let's start with the Euro elections. How do they work? Because they are slightly different from the general election, for instance.
Yes, they are. They use a voting system called proportional representation. And for those of you who don't know what that is, in a normal election, like a general election or a council election, you actually vote for an individual. And that individual, more often than not, will represent a particular party, so represent Labour, Liberal Democrats, Conservatives, or whoever. Now, in the European elections, you actually vote for the party rather than the individual. And what will happen when you go to the polling station tomorrow is you'll be given quite a large piece of paper. Normally, you get a little small ballot piece of paper. You probably get about an A3 size of paper that has a list of 10 parties, because there are 10 parties standing in the east of England. They'll have a list of all their 7 candidates with their preferred ones at the top and the least preferred ones at the bottom, and you will vote for the party. So you'll put a tick next to Labour Party, Green Party, whoever.
Right, and the parties have already selected their slate, if you like, of candidates. They know who is their number one, their number two, their number three. So if you do vote Conservative, then the top choice for the Conservatives will be the first one to get in.
That's
if they
correct,
get enough
yes.
votes for Conservative, the second one will get in and so on.
That's
so
like,
you're not voting for the man or the woman. You were voting for the party, and the parties have decided who's going to be their top choice.
That's right, yes. And the number of MEPs the parties get are determined by the overall number of votes in the whole of the east of England. So we're voting the whole of Cambridgeshire, Norfolk, Suffolk, Essex, Bedfordshire and Hertfordshire. They combine all the votes together. It takes a very long time, and that they work out how many votes each party's got. Then they work out which percentage of MEPs all the parties are going to get.
Now, all the indications are that UKIP are going to do well. You can only go by the polls, and the polls have either got them second or one put them third behind the Labour and the Conservatives quite recently. So they are going to be making the news, and the indications are that this is a part of the world where they will do well.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, in the last European elections, we have 7 MEPs representing us, and UKIP actually secured enough votes to have 2 MEPs.
Although one defected.
Although one has since defected to the Conservative Party. They did win 2 seats here in the east of England. And similarly, back in 2005, they also won 2 seats as well. The indications are perhaps they might sneak a third one in this time. At the moment, we have, we elected 3 Conservative members last time, elected 2 UKIP, 1 Lib Dem and 1 Labour, and came very close to electing a Green Party representative last time too. In terms of predictions, I mean, we can only look at the polls. My own personal opinion, I think the UK Independence Party may be able to get 3. There may be enough votes here in the east of England for them to do that. We could see the Conservatives, I think, at least taking 2, possibly 3. Labour, I'm sure they will retain at least 1 MEP. The Lib Dems going to be the one to watch because, you know, there's been the Liberal Democrats here, certainly in Cambridge, have been losing votes recently. And the Green Party are fighting very hard to try and get that first seat in the east of England, so there is a possibility the Green Party could pip to the post that last place.
We will talk about when the results come through in a moment, but it's not just the European election. Not everybody, but a lot of people will also be going to elect local councils.
That's correct. If you live in Cambridge, Peterborough, South Cambridgeshire or Huntingdonshire, you're also going to be voting in the local elections. A third of seats are up for grabs in those areas. In terms of Fenland and East Cambridgeshire, they actually elect their full councils next year, so you'll get your chance to have your in the local elections next year.
Now, where are we going to be looking? Because Cambridge is a sort of bellwether seat, really, isn't it? Currently Liberal Democrat, but Labour have got high hopes. I was talking to Daniel Zeichner yesterday. Then, of course, Peterborough, being strongly Conservative recently, but well, what about this time? So are they the two places we're really going to be looking, our big cities?
I think absolutely right. So in terms of Cambridge, it's technically in no overall control at the moment. The Liberal Democrats do run the council on a technicality because they have the mayor's votes, they have the casting votes. They've just about managed to retain control from last time. Labour only need to get 4 extra seats this time round to take control at Cambridge. And the outgoing cohort of councillors, they were elected back in 2010, which was the same time as the general election. And you remember how popular the Liberal Democrats were then. You know, everybody loved Nick Clegg. And it's not quite the same now. Of course, they are part of the government. And generally in local elections, we see people using the local elections to sort of express their disappointment. Peterborough, Conservatives are in control at the moment. They have 30 seats. The total number of others is 25. Conservative. So there is a possibility it may go into no overall control. We'll have to wait and see. In terms of South Cams and Huntingdonshire, both controlled by the Conservatives at the moment. And although some of the parties like UKIP and the Liberal Democrats and Labour may take a few seats, because when you're electing a third, it's very unlikely we're going to see a change in control in those councils.
Now, I love election nights. And, you know, I've spent many a night sitting up watching results coming in and indeed presented overnight programmes here on Radio Cambridgeshire. But I wouldn't get very much thrill if I stayed up, for instance, tomorrow night, because a lot of the results we won't know. When will we?
Well, in terms of the local elections, first of all, Cambridge and Peterborough, so our two most interesting councils, are going to be counting overnight. I'm going to be down at the Guildhall in Cambridge, and my colleague Ben Stevenson will be in Peterborough at Kingsgate, waiting for those results coming in. And we'll bring you those results first thing from 5 o'clock on Friday morning. The Bigger Breakfast Show is starting an hour earlier to bring you those results. For South Cambridge and Huntingdonshire, they start counting during the day on Friday, so probably by about tea time we'll know the results there. And in terms of the Euro elections, we're going to have to wait a few more days, because the rest of Europe go to the polls at different days,
yeah,
some of
Sundays
them not until
mostly,
Sunday.
Yeah.
So therefore we can't actually release the results of the elections in the UK until after 10 o'clock on Sunday evening. So in reality we're going to get those results in the early hours of Monday morning.
Which is a bank holiday
yes. Here, of course. So we'll bring you all those results on the Bank Holiday Breakfast Show.